Everybody, and welcome to Geek Actually After Show, episode 107 for the 6th of October, 2000. My notes are even wrong. 6th of November, actually, 2010. See, that's the after show for you. All right, so we're going to make some slight changes here for those who are listening and are first time tuning in. This is kind of unstructured mayhem here, so be prepared.
Mayhem.
If you're lucky, someone might drop their pants.
Yep.
I'll do that right now.
No, Dave, no.
I'm ashamed.
No. This is what happens.
Okay, I am Dave McVeigh. I am the host of this thing, whatever this thing might be. And I am joined by Josh Philpott. How are you, Josh?
I am still here.
Ah, that's excellent.
And I still have a mustache.
And he's actually talking into his mic. And he still has a mustache. Once again, derailing me from having a go at him. Yeah. No, it won't. Yeah. Harry Reams has got nothing on you, all right?
This thing is going
to
keep growing.
I think the hair needs to be just a little longer. Just a little bit to get that real Harry Reams look.
No, it's the Peter North look.
Yeah.
Peter North. Peter North doesn't have the mustache.
I tried to find a picture of Thomas Jane with a mustache. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just put it in the Dropbox. Couldn't find it.
We need a shot.
Wait. I think there's already one.
Stand-up.
No, it's got a beard.
No, we need a shot. Charlton Copley from District 9 has that little mustache.
Well, actually, funnily enough, that's Grant Noy commented on Facebook less than 10 minutes ago saying exactly the same thing.
And for those who don't know who Grant Noy is, Grant Noy composed the theme to Tech, actually, and also reviews games for us.
And is all around a legend and did have a giant beard and now doesn't.
No, it doesn't. And we are having him on the show soon.
He has dreads now, though.
Really?
We are?
Yeah, we're having him on the show soonish. We haven't finished scheduling it, but I was talking to him by email the other day because Grant Noy is also an enormous fan of Uwe Boll. Mm. And Rampage has now come out on DVD in this country. It came out a few weeks ago. And we said when Rampage comes out, we're going to get him in and we're going to do an Uwe Boll show.
Wow.
We're going to do an Uwe Boll special.
Didn't we say a while ago we were going to do an Uwe Boll marathon?
Yeah,
yeah, that was pretty much the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Bit too scared to actually pull through with it.
I'm not scared.
Sort of like
I'm
saying,
terrified.
Hey, let's sit at home tonight and cut ourselves.
That voice you're hearing for our audio listeners,
or
by the way, is Celine Roberts.
Watch an Uwe Boll film. Hi, everyone.
So Celine Roberts wearing that wonderful T-shirt. Can I tell you that I was listening to Kevin Smith? I've been listening to a lot of Kevin Smith lately, okay? And I want to thank Delta Knight, who is in our chat room and is now officially our researcher for this show, David Murray. He put me on to Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, and I've actually now listened to every episode of Jay and Silent Bob. That's Jay and Silent
Bald.
Bob.
Bald. They're not bald here.
It's late in the day, guys. Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. But I also then went on and I started to listen to... Sure, why not? Just leave.
Bye, Josh!
I'm supporting your concept of unstructuredness.
Okay? Why not? But I've also started to listen to Hollywood Babylon, which is him and Ralph Garman. And in one of the episodes of Hollywood Babylon, which I'm enjoying thoroughly, mind you, in one of the episodes they were talking about things that really scared them in horror films. And Kevin Smith actually said one of the most terrifying images for him is still
twins.
Those little girls from The Shining.
They're great. I'm interested. You might know the answer, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Where are they now?
Where are they now? No, good question. But who were the little girls? Were they hired actors? Were they relatives of the crew or cast?
I would imagine they were hired actors.
Yeah, because they were very creepy.
They were very, very creepy indeed.
They probably just walked past one day in the background. He's like, dude, they are going in the film.
They're not even in the script, but they're creepy.
Yeah, and also after nearly completing the book of... The Shining. Do you want to get sued? Very, very good book. Very different to the film. I can actually understand why Stephen King wouldn't
like
the
book. The
Kubrick
is actually
film.
The miniseries that King wrote and was made with Stephen Weber as the lead star is a lot closer to the book.
Yeah. I've seen a little bit of it, but
I didn't like it that much because
I love the Kubrick.
I like Kubrick's. Yeah. And this is why it's Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. Yeah. It's not Stephen King's The Shining, because he does. He takes a lot of liberties with it.
Definitely.
But what Kubrick did with it was masterful. I think we need milk, actually, Josh.
Do we?
Yeah, because I think we've run out of milk. So Josh is over there making coffee in the corner. So anyway, let's just get back to the show for a second and say that this is kind of
this
our unstructured
after show. Who cares?
But it's actually changing a little bit because kind of what the idea of Geek actually was, and it's still the after show, don't get me wrong, we're not changing that aspect of it, but yeah, kind of what it was kind of like summarizing the week in Geek, or kind of like, you know, saying this is
if you found something that's just a bit random and geeky, just throw it in.
Things that don't fit into the film show or the tech show per se, but are just kind of out there geeky. And this is kind of how David Murray, Delta Knight, got involved in all this, because he kept sending us these links that are just like, wow, they're out there, you know?
Yeah.
And so I spoke to him last week, and we've officially welcomed him on board in the tech show as part of our Geek Actually family. And he sent us some wonderful links. Now, he always sends me far more than I can use, so we kind of parse out.
So we have to whittle them down.
We kind of whittle them down. We parse them out and say, you know, well, a little bit of this one, a little bit of that one. We'll eject that one. He actually sent one through on the, because we have a new section here, which is Delta Knight's Weird Food. And he actually sent one through that was actually so disgusting, and he knows which one it is. It was so disgusting, I said, no, I actually can't do it. It's going to make me throw up. It's going to make me throw up on air.
Really?
It was horrible. It was just like food with maggots in it, and, you know.
Well, if it's rotting food.
Yeah, no. This was supposed to be like delicacies, I guess. But it was just...
there's the Italian cheese that has maggots in it. That's apparently a delicacy.
Yeah.
The hill farmers in Italy eat this cheese that has maggots in it. I shit you not. I watched a freaking cooking show about it.
And a cooking show.
The dude who was British like tried it and he was like, it tastes like soap. Like, just
it's
that strong. It doesn't taste like cheese.
Dude, that's
and he's like, do I eat the maggots? I'm like, no. You eat around them. And yeah, it was quite horrific.
Fair. So the weird
food with maggots.
Well,
in
there
it.
You go. And the weird food this week is actually not on the not so much on the disgusting scale as more of the kind of odd scale. Okay.
Right.
So we'll come back to that. That's a little bit later in the show. But we got to get through a few things first. So if you are tuning in for the first time and this is your first experience with Geek Actually, I would actually say maybe pause this one, go listen to a Film Actually and a Tech Actually episode and get an idea of what one of our real shows sound like, and then come back and join us for this one, because this is kind of just where we kind of weird out for a while. This show has no structured length. It is just we go as long as we go. Today's probably going to be a fairly fast one because we were very long in the film show. So we'll probably kick through this
pretty fast. Considering this is usually the time we finish...
Yeah. Charge. And I'm actually impressed that we still have as many viewers in our live view as we do. Because
you guys rule.
You guys rule because you guys start to thin out about now. Mm-hmm. But you're sticking with us for this, so it's good. Now, we've got a couple of things we just got to get through, because every one of our shows has a slightly different audience. And I know the live viewers have heard this three times in a row, but for the audio listeners out there, I know we have three different distinct audiences. So we're just going to run through two things. First of all, Josh is going to explain the mustache for us, because... it is a source of amusement for us, but he is going to explain. There is a reason
for the mustache.
It's
for a very, very good cause.
It is for a very good cause.
Exactly.
We should all take it very seriously.
Exactly. Well, look, mustaches are not exactly one of my highlight pieces of facial hair. I think that they have a purpose, but just not on me. I am a fan of certain mustaches, dude. As we brought up in the DLC show, I think there are a place for mustaches. Kurt Russell's mustache in Tombstone is quite
awesome.
Incredibly impressive. Mm-hmm. Bruce Campbell, actually, we found that picture. Bruce Campbell
that
with
chin.
A mustache works. That
it's
chin.
Like, it's and, like a chin wearing a hat. Wearing a furry
that's,
hat.
That's pretty accurate. I like that. Yeah,
that
yeah.
Man
but
is all chin.
It's not
so
me.
Awesome.
It's not me, and I will definitely be getting rid of it at the end of the month after Movember is over. Movember is a period of time where we wear mustaches to raise awareness for men's health. We also raise money for men's health. I've had a couple of donations already. We are pushing towards supporting things like depression in men and testicular cancer and other issues similar to those sort of things. If you guys want to do any donations, just jump over to rawdlc.com, and right at the top we have a donations button which you can click and follow the prompts to donate to the site. All the money is very, very appreciated.
Fantastic. Mm. And we're not quite finished panhandling yet.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Because we also have something else that's cropped up this week as well, which of course is what I'm terming as David Storm's America Tour. And once again, the chat room is probably are going, really? Again? You're going to flog this again? No, it's because we have different audio listeners. And that is, of course, what we want to try and do is try and send me over to the States in January or February for about a week to 2 weeks, depending on how much money we can raise, to try and get in the face, basically, of all of the major podcasters out there. Bless you. Why is it always in the opening of Geek Actually After Show? You always sneeze right about there.
I don't know. It's something about...
this time of day. You're allergic to this time of day.
He sneezed into the fan, so he sneezed away, but then like the germs came back to us. Yeah. They were like floating in the air.
Wow. All right.
I tried, damn it.
Hay fever season, yes, James.
You know what? Forget it. Next time, I'm just going to sneeze right at you.
Okay.
On the screen.
I have tissues.
into the mic.
Where were we? We were at the
point... panhandling.
We were at the point where I'm panhandling, where I'm saying...
We usually are better than this.
I actually don't like panhandling.
That is a lie.
And we've had this donations button on the front page of Geek Action. I'm very bad at promoting it because I really don't like going, guys, send me some money. Hey, you know, I want
sure
your money.
You.
I don't, actually. But in this particular case, I think it's something I can't afford to do, but I think it'd be really important for the network. And so I think what we really want to do is try and raise, and I know this is going to make some people, if you're all sitting down, we're going to try and raise about $6,000.
And but like you said, if everyone just puts in $5 or
$10. $10, and you know, over time,
like how
over
many
the next,
listeners do we have?
Well, that's right. We have a lot of listeners here in Australia, and over the next 4 months, 3 months to 4 months, if we can try and raise this money. Now, $6,000 is the ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. We can probably still make this happen with $3,000 to $4,000.
Oh, really?
Even.
$3,000 to $4,000.
It would be a shorter trip, and we probably wouldn't be able to go to all the places we want to go, but we definitely do the LA. San Francisco, Petaluma part. So it is possible that we can do it on less. But as I say, we want to try and go right across America. We're going to try and see everybody, right? So if you know people who have some money and you have some money yourself, what
I
have
don't.
You, everybody throw some money in and we'll see if we can make this happen because we're going to live blog it. We're going to take video. We're going to try and do other things. If we have more time as well, more money means more time, we will try and do stuff that is show related as well. We'll try and go see if we can get onto some sets or talk to people or, you know, stuff that isn't just podcasts, that is movie related or tech related. I'd love to try and get to go to somewhere like Cupertino and actually go see if we can get onto the Apple campus and talk to people, you know. I doubt that's going to happen, but, you know, these are pipe dreams. We can dream. And as
damn
I said in the post.
Damn right.
There is a post all about this and the plans that we have and so forth. And as I say in the post, we haven't contacted any of these people yet before anybody says, have you organized this? Because there's nothing flakier than contacting all these people saying, hey, we'll be out there. We're going to be there in January. Can we set up meetings? And then in January...
What if you kept it going over the next year and went next January?
Is
that an option?
That is an option, but we've been doing this for 2 years and I'd like to try and start the new year with this. So it really is kind of a flash in the pan idea. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I feel like the longer you draw stuff out, the less momentum it has. This is such a thing I want to make happen now, you know? Because if we can make this happen now, it's got this energy behind it, you know? Anyway, so that's our deal. If you want to go, if you do feel like you want to contribute, and I will say that we had a contribution already with the first show off the bat from Delta Knight, which was very nice. Thank you very much. Go to geekactually.com. Right there on the front page, you'll see our donations box. And there's also a post called David Storm's America Tour, The Plan. And there'll be other posts as we get closer, as we start formulating ideas on this. I'll keep people up to date. It's going to be kind of like a blog. We'll see how we go with this. Now, that's all of that out of the way. So let's get on to Delta's links. Delta, we've broken it into a couple of things. Last week was Halloween, and some awesome stuff came from Halloween, so I've got some of those links coming up. But first of all, let's have a look at some of his links went into the tech show. We said this during the tech show, so that's fine. But first of all, he sent this one, and I gotta say, this is like moron driver of the year.
Whoa.
All right, just check this out. All right, it has sound, and the guys are laughing in the car and so forth, but they're basically, in a nutshell, for our audio listeners, guys are driving on the freeway. They start filming out their window at another driver, and they're talking about it. So when you hear them talking, they're pointing to this guy in the other car who is multitasking while driving, to say the least. So here's the video.
All right, so we're driving on the freeway, and I look over, and this guy is reading a book.
Is that a fucking iPad?
I think it's a Kindle. Is that a Kindle and a book?
So he's got a book and a Kindle while driving.
Yo, dog, I hear you like...
And texting!
No way. You speed up. He's on his cell phone.
And a Kindle.
That is multitasking.
And a book.
coffee.
That is incredible.
How do you drive a car while reading a Kindle, a book, and talking on your cell phone?
I guess because he was on the highway, all he needed to do was kind of drive forward.
And it's America, it's a land of cruise control. He didn't even have to put his foot on the gas. Still.
So he was just kind of in his box like, yeah, I'm going to read my book and then get out my iPad and answer my phone.
All that goes through my mind is the episode of Family Guy where he's reading the comic book while driving.
Yeah.
And he's driving and you see the comic book come up from the bottom of the frame. Don't. Bad idea.
I wonder what the fines are over there for that kind of thing. Over here, we're really like, they've you actually put makeup on in your car or, on your, or if you're on your phone or if you smoke, it's like, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't know what it is now. I don't know what state that was from, but in California, they've just passed new laws which actually add extra fines to texting or talking on the phone in the car.
Wow.
So on top of the laws that already existed. Yeah. So yeah, people, you know, get it together. You know, this is just...
Maybe he's driving the new Google car. Yes, Callison. Yes.
Yes. Have you guys heard about this Google car, obviously?
Yeah.
This car that drives itself? Apparently, Italy, this is the land of the worst drivers in the world. They managed to drive it for hours and hours and hours on end without stopping and no accidents. They actually got the driver-free car to go in Italy.
How is it drive? Like a remote control? Does it have a sensor where it picks up where the other cars are?
It has override in the car, so you can actually take control if you have to. Yeah. But it actually has a area spatial radar going on the surface, which actually creates a three-dimensional map, basically, around the car. So it can tell where other cars are by proximity, by grid. And basically, it stays itself on the road by making sure it's tracking to the road, by looking at its surroundings, it knows the bends, it's always
looking
ahead.
How does it know what the speed limit is?
I don't know.
Maybe they've entered in like a GPS thing into it where
it probably has some sort of GPS,
certain speed limits.
Yeah, no, it's a fascinating experiment. Yeah. Fascinating.
It's actually
experiment.
Really interesting.
Yeah, whether or not they can actually make it work, like as a commercial thing, I don't know. There are laws in America that say that there has to be somebody in control of a vehicle. So this is why it has to have the override controls. And you can't drive it without a driver. It still has to have a driver in the car, because he has to be able to take control of it.
Exactly.
But the car can drive
itself.
If
there's an emergency and it's like in a movie, you need to run away from like spies or something.
Well, that was random.
That's where you look. If history's taught me anything, and the 80s more than anything.
If films have taught me anything.
Yeah. It's basically that if you get to that stage, Celine, all you do is you reach underneath the driver's seat and just pull wires and it will just go.
And it'll work.
It'll go at like the speed of light, even if it's not capable.
And then a bad guy will jump on top of the roof and you'll be like,
oh, speaking of guys jumping on the roof, Red, when he lands on the top of the car.
Yeah.
Great sequence. Delta Knight says, Demolition Man cars, here we come.
I know, dude, I was thinking the same thing.
Damn straight.
Same thing.
And Callison says, I believe it does all the processing through the Google servers.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's never going to go down. Google servers are...
What if we get a virus?
Maybe it's running Apple software. No.
Apple doesn't get, of course.
Not yet.
It'll be silver and have an Apple on it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I don't think Apple has anything to do with this.
Apple stand well clear of this one.
What's this? James from Melbourne says, my kids always leave lovely surprises for me when I clean under the seats. What's that got to do with self-driving cars, James?
Well, then maybe he's saying that I don't
know. No, because Josh was talking about reaching under the kit. Don't be ragging on James.
No,
right?
James is my new. He's my new best friend. He's my new BFF.
Yeah, he's also just recently joined our Dropbox community.
What? Damn straight. James, you are a legend.
Yep.
Now, we also have, what if the car loses internet connection?
Then you're fucked.
Well, if it's on 3G, it's very possible it might. We're in between towers.
Yeah, is it using Wi-Fi? Like, what?
It's about to say, we're in between towers.
Yeah.
Swerve off the road. All right. Speaking of cars, this is a really neat ad that Delta sent through. Now, when I first watched this, I went, hey, okay, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm just going to play it for you, and then you tell me. All right? Okay. So here's the ad. It's for the 2011 Subaru WRX STI. Okay? Here you go. Here's the ad.
Camera's good to go with a 2-degree shutter. Here we go! I'll see it. Roll camera! Action!
Okay, it's the last shot there. It's the last shot that it gives away. Because
it's kind of when you spend the time to actually think about everything that just happened.
What they're basically demonstrating there is the power of the car, because what the cartoon is actually the world's largest flip book. It is one long continuous piece of paper around the racetrack with frames from the cartoon. Mm. The camera is shooting through the window of the car. The camera accelerates to speed so that it's actually playing the cartoon at speed.
Nice.
So there's no CGI, there's no trickery. It is literally just a camera watching pictures through the window of the car that gets up to speed to be a cartoon. Awesome. That idea. Is
very cool.
Good for them.
It is brilliant.
And over 700 frames, apparently, according to Delta.
Fantastic.
Knight,
so. And it reminds me of an experiment. I don't know. Did you guys see that Blade Runner experiment? They call it the world's highest resolution picture. And it was millions of megapixels. Oh. And what they did was they took the entire film of Blade Runner and they laid it out, first frame to last frame, on a square. So it just basically ran along and then ran along and then ran along and then ran along and ran along all the way until the end of the film. And then with a virtual camera, they moved the virtual camera across the plane that this thing was created on. So it worked out to be millions of megapixels, how big it was. But because the camera is in motion, the film is actually playing across all the planes at various points in the film because it's laid out across there. It is staggering to watch because you sit there watching and there's all these scenes from the movie going by, all working. And it doesn't look like frames moving by. It looks like actual moving, like millions of television sets is what it looks like. Wow. Fantastic. And you can find that on YouTube. It's fantastic. In fact, we actually have a link for that on geekactually.com if you search for it. It's really, really clever. And I love that trickery. I love that when they can play with trickery of the camera like that.
It's a good advert, man.
It's a really good advert, and I really like that. So Delta Knight, you really outdid yourself with that one. That is fantastic. I probably wouldn't have found that. Now, the link that we're going to put in the show notes for that one also... if you watch it, has that ad, but it also has a behind the scenes of that ad, so you can watch both. So it's very good. Now, I got to say, have you guys ever been worried about being buried alive?
No.
Can't. Almost had it happen, but...
almost had it happen.
Yeah.
Josh has done some interesting things.
Yeah. I was actually climbing sand, in New Zealand, there are large sections of like beach that are eroded away, but they're all sand. Mm-hmm. And I was playing in it as a kid and was running along in between these little caves that had been thing, and I pulled on a branch and I wasn't buried enough that I couldn't scurry my way out, but I was.
I'm actually talking
covered.
About like in a coffin.
Like the movie Buried.
Yeah, like the movie Buried. Have you ever been worried about being buried?
No, I've been worried about waking up in a bathtub because I've been to some interesting countries. But
with ice?
With ice and something missing. But I can't say that.
Well, apparently there are people in the world who really worry about, being buried alive.
Yeah, but then there are people in the world who are afraid of beards.
That's
David.
True. But
so some
people who are afraid of beards don't go this far sometimes. Now, since the Victorian age... according to the article that was sent through by Delta Knight,
they put bells
in the coffin, and there's one where they actually have the coffin and there's like a little tower above it, and there's like a mirror thing, like a periscope, so that if you wake up, you can check in on all this. Now, medical science comes to a point where we know when somebody is dead, right?
So that was back in ye olde times.
They didn't know,
if someone was in a deep coma, they were like, oh, they're dead, bury them, and then they'd
wake up.
Well,
there are people who still worry about
it
this.
It happened very rarely, but
here's the internet-enabled coffin. Where you can have your computer screen. Now, I will say there's one thing about this that kind of baffles me. But this is actually a fully internet-enabled coffin. So that if you wake up and you find yourself in the coffin and you've been buried, you can get onto your Facebook and communicate with people and say, guys, actually, I'm not dead.
Guys, in a coffin.
What a waste of money.
I know. But it's me. Now, do you see a fundamental design problem here?
Keyboard being underneath the...
Keyboard slides in underneath the coffin. So if you're stuck in the grave, how the hell do you get to the keyboard? And I'm assuming it's a touchscreen. It has to be.
You have to kind of like cut up.
Yeah, because, this is just ridiculous otherwise, But being buried alive isn't the only buried story that Delta Knight sent through to us. He also sent this story through. I didn't even know this was a thing. All right? I didn't even know this was a thing. Apparently, there's something called the 6 Feet Under Club.
Mm. Right.
Where people actually get buried, or not, I don't even know if they're buried, but they're put into a coffin... together, and there's like a camera in there, and people can sit around and watch what's going on in the coffin, and people have coitus while being in the coffins.
Well, hey, look, I mean, it's...
I've heard of weirder things.
Yeah, no, I've got to say that that isn't... I was actually going to go like, as far as to say you might still have a market for those things with all little goth kids.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they go to sleep at night.
Oh, yeah, just shag in a coffin.
There you
and
go.
It's all about,
I mean, it looks well padded. It's got a touch screen if you get other bored. People can you watch. Can watch movies.
Nice,
you know,
comfy, make it padded, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Air conditioning unit in there.
Yeah.
What the hell? Okay. I want to show you. Okay, this, cool. I thought it was odd, but you know, you guys back me off of it. So in that case, I think what we need to
do it all the time, David.
I think we need to talk about last Halloween. Last, was it Sunday? Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday was Halloween. Okay. Monday for the Americans, I believe. But anyway.
I thought it was Monday for us, Sunday for them. No.
Oh, could have been. Yeah, something like that. Whatever. Last week was Halloween. All
right.
And there's some cute Halloween stuff. I'm going to do these slightly out of order, but I will say that this girl had an awesome costume. She actually made her own costume. Mm. She made herself a Korra costume from Tron Legacy,
cool.
Including cool. with the whole glowing strips and the whole bit. Yeah. And there's another picture of her walking down the street with her costume. So I thought that was very ingenious. Yeah. There was also this guy who made this costume.
Man deserves credit. Yeah, that'd take a lot of effort to wear.
That's a pretty awesome costume. Kind of makes those old, like, you know, cut a cardboard box out kind of costumes.
Cardboard box with a foil hat. Wow.
That's pretty special. But yeah. I thought one of my favorite Halloween things, and Delta, I would never have found this, so thank you very much. You must watch this. It's a little bit long. But this is a math teacher giving his, like, Halloween lecture. Okay, so have a watch of this, and if this doesn't,
God, I am just so if this, curious.
If this doesn't tickle you, you'll need your headphones for this one. If this doesn't tickle you, I don't know. Here you go.
All right, class. Next, I want to show you another video here. Now, I just recently installed Windows 7, so I'm having trouble. With, wait, did that just disappear? Let me try again. What's going on? Something is up with my computer. Is it haunted or something? Let me see if I can fix this folder here. I didn't even copy the file into there. Let me put the video in the folder. Put that back in there. And there. Now it should work. Let me open it up.
Actually timed. That's the time.
Cannot play. How do I get rid of that message? I know. I think I'm just going to trash that message. Let's see if I can do that.
I love the way it's like slightly. It's good though.
There we go. Put this in the trash. Can be completed. What? Man, I'm about ready to give up on Windows 7 altogether. An exacto knife. I think I'm going to uninstall Windows 7 here. Let's see if I can do that.
He's not finished yet.
What? What's going on today? Oh, it's because it's Halloween coming up. Anybody know how to change the date on the map? Let me see if I can get that date up there. I need a chair. Anybody have a chair? There we go. Switch that to November. All right, that should fix it. There we go. Let me see if I can open it up now. Sorry about that, folks. It's just one of those days. There we go. Okay, finally it's going to play. Guess at the end of the day, once we get past Halloween, everything works. I got you, because it's very
cool. There you go.
All right, well, Halloween.
Very clever stuff indeed. And we're seeing in the chat room somebody saying this is actually the second video from this guy. He did another one a year ago.
Really?
So I'd be very interested in seeing that. Now he's very, very, very clever.
I love Numero Zero's Twitter response to being buried alive. Was buried alive, kind of sucks. It's dark down here. Oh well, I'm calling the cops now. That's just so a Twitter user's response to being buried in a coffin. Nothing ever has emotion. Have you noticed that in tweets? It's always like, I'm at the movies.
Stuff is good.
Yeah, yeah. The movie end. Is good.
Eating a sandwich.
Exactly. It's like, what? Yeah. No, anyway.
Okay. Celine, you would appreciate this. This is Delta Knight actually calls this his crazy stuff, if the other stuff wasn't already. But you'd appreciate this. This guy look like he's in trouble? Here's a boat for you.
Ah, well, there you go.
Here's a sinking boat, okay?
Oh, it looks quite comfortable.
Turns out it's not sinking. It was a piece of art. It is a fully functioning boat. In fact, he cut the boat in half, put a new keel onto it, and he travels around in it. It actually looks like this out of the water.
Right.
And it actually has an engine on it and the whole bit. And there's actually more pictures on the link. If you go to the link, you can actually see it docked at the docks. It's quite funny because there's all the boats and then it's sitting with its ass up in the air.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's kind of like his art project. He goes around on his little half boat, you know. Or people come out to him thinking he's in distress, but no, he's just cruising around on his boat.
Sounds like kind of a dick thing, though, because people would probably be like,
oh, my God, are you okay? He's like, no, it's just art, man.
It's just art, man. Where's Jaws 4, says James from Melbourne. We're not starting with Jaws
past
again.
Past that. Zooming past that.
But why did the shark explode? I really want to know.
I think they did that on Mythbusters, actually. They did one of the Jaws explosions.
They did Jaws 1. They were actually doing a lot of Jaws 1 stuff. Yeah, they were trying to compare. Now, I have a car. You guys don't. But if you had a car.
Snap.
Would you want this decal on your back window? Look close.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Is that hot? That's actually the cockpit scene from the Millennium Falcon. That is awesome. I want
that
on my car. Yeah, because you can see through it. It's one of those, like on the bus, where you can see through it on the inside, but you can't see through it on the outside.
No, but I mean for like copyright.
Oh, copyright.
No, I'm actually meaning because if you can't see through it.
You can see through it. Your visibility will be clear on the inside.
No, that's fine. It doesn't matter.
No.
Back windows are okay. You can't do it on the front window.
No, dude. Yeah, tints. There's a minimum tint.
Yeah,
there's
but on commercial vehicles, the back window can be obscured.
Is that a commercial?
No, that's not. But what I'm saying
is
that
all those shagging wagons
so many
you see
cars,
with the blacked out.
That's right. So many cars
the
have their back window.
I think in America it's legal. I know here you're not allowed more than a 2% tint or something like that.
I think it's sides and front. I don't think
anyway,
it's
look, either way, it's
either
really
way, that's cool.
Cool
as. Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot. Now, James, what is this video? Don't just put video links in because I have no idea what they are. We can't start playing them while we're doing this. It's like the decal on the window of buses, says Delta Knight. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Okay, and Josh, you and I want to play this game. This is a new iPhone game coming out. I couldn't get the video, unfortunately. There is actually video of this at the link, but here's a screenshot from it. It's a new TIE Fighter game where you're in the cockpit of a TIE Fighter and you're playing, but it uses the camera on the phone and the background is actually your surroundings. So as you're playing it, it actually moves. So as you're on the video, you'll see what he's moving it around like this, and all the skyline is moving behind the window, and the stuff is coming out of the skyline. It's really hot looking. It looks like a lot of fun.
It looks like the kind of thing you'd feel really stupid playing.
Yeah, but I feel stupid playing any game that requires the accelerometer. The accelerometer.
Yes. No, that's so true. It's the one device Apple put in and forgot to remember that, you know, people don't look normal.
No. And I feel even more stupid using.
It's just not cool.
And I feel
yes,
even
you
more
have an
stupid.
Apple product, but it's not cool.
That's right. And I feel even more stupid with accelerometer games on the iPad.
Yeah.
Because it's so big. I'm playing my game.
You know, there's very few games for the like. I mean, this is our whole thing that we've been talking about for ages. That really, it's about the RTS, the puzzle games, and that sort of stuff.
And if you have like virtual sticks, maybe even like first person shooters. But you don't really want to. It's like the car games. There's a lot of car games out there where you use the iPad as your steering wheel.
Yeah.
No, dorky. Really dorky.
And painful for your hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little while and then, you know.
Agreed 100%. Okay, this is beginning of what we call Delta's Weird Food. And this is actually not weird food, but this was something from Geekology. This is a donut case. Now, there is actually video of this. I didn't capture the video because it was painful.
Does it hold in the freshness?
It does. It's got little holes in the bottom so that keeps the air through it so it doesn't go soggy. But more importantly, it's the other features I like, which this video is a bit small. This picture is a bit small. You can't see. But if you notice the hole on the top up there, that's actually a lollipop stand. So you can put your little lollipop in there.
Of course.
And the holes on the sides are for padlocks.
Yeah. I often worry about that myself. I constantly worry about someone eating my donut
so you can padlock it so that people won't steal your donut.
Yeah, I mean, like, the plastic looks strong enough to, you know, not break it open.
Well, yeah, and unless you
get like an inverted breast.
Yeah. Oh,
it's kind of
like it's like pink inverted nipple breast with a handle.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But there's a delicious donut inside.
I think that just sounds fantastic to me. I think I think this is the greatest invention of all time.
That's like the ultimate.
I think it needs to be bigger. It needs to hold like at least six donuts.
Yeah, I think there is definitely a market for
a larger one.
Like a suitcase style 6 to 8.
And then instead of a padlock, it could have like a combination lock on it.
You know? No, I think we should get in contact with these guys. Tell them that your thing's a bit flawed because anyone that would want to lock up a donut probably doesn't eat one.
And I'd like to say for the first time, I think ever, on one of our shows that we can actually say that for once, this isn't the Americans being weird. This is a Korean invention.
I honestly wonder about someone that thinks about doing something like
that. And I look at it and go, I didn't realize that donuts were such a big thing in Korea.
Well, maybe they're not, and that's why the guys are really worried about it.
They're a rarity. You got to padlock them up.
We
it was like for vintage donuts or something.
Man, we managed to.
Northy says, combo lock, Dave, you're thinking small today. Retinal scanner.
like a really high-tech Tron style, and then maybe if you like press a button, it turns into a weapon or something.
You know what? Like, seriously, if we're going to go with retinal scanners, it should be able to cook the donuts.
Delta Knight says he'd rather the breast.
You know what? You know what? There's one other thing, man. I reckon let's go with the suitcase style instead. Let's go with 6 to 8, right? Let's go to 6 to 8 donuts, right?
Yeah.
And let's have a heating unit inside it, so you can keep them warm.
Donuts. Oh yeah.
But when you warm them for too long, they go soggy.
Somebody also pointed out in the comments field on this article. If you go read the article, if you actually go read the article. In the comments field, somebody made a comment about the fact that it's actually fundamentally flawed as a design because it doesn't allow you to have any other donut other than one that has a hole. So if you have a jam donut, for instance, you can't use it.
No one likes jam donuts.
Oh, I do.
Oh, they're so sweet.
I love jam donuts.
Give me classic cinnamon any day.
Cinnamon donuts are good too.
Just classic cinnamon.
I like the sour cream donuts from Krispy Kreme's.
I have not had those, and they sound
They're actually called very vanilla donuts. I think everybody got really weirded out by the sour cream. But they're not sour creamy flavored. They're sweet. But they're this really luscious, deep vanilla tasting.
Okay.
Oh, they're really good. Oh, God, they're good.
Do they have stuff in them?
No.
No,
they're just glazed. They're just a ring donut with glaze on them. They're called the cruller style donut. They're the bread, the cake style donuts.
Wow.
Oh, they're really good. We have to drive out to Krispy Kreme's after this show, I think.
I mean, if you're paying,
I haven't got any money. You have to pay.
I don't have any money either.
I ain't playing. Somebody
put a donation in the box right now. We need to go to Krispy Kreme.
Someone pays for $20 to get to Krispy Kreme. We need to start a new donation thing in Korea.
Yeah, can we put up a donation for Krispy Kreme?
Glazed. Be careful if you Google that. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not
kind of goes without saying.
Yeah, I saw a movie all about that the other day. Not so good. Custard donuts. No. Custard and donuts,
too sweet. That's why I don't like jam donuts. It's too much.
This has been too much about talking about food. This is supposed to be a gross out section.
I love donuts.
Is there a gross out section?
I love donuts. All right, well, look.
We could just Google glazed. If we want to.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, let's do that.
Moving right along.
Let's see what happens if we Google glazed. No, all right, we won't. How about this? All right. This isn't so much disgusting. Yes, it is. Okay, it is disgusting. But
make up your mind, David.
It's called the world's greasiest sandwich.
Oh.
Is this the one in the foil? I thought we already had this one.
No, that's the world's fattest sandwich.
Oh, okay. This is the world's greasiest.
This is called the greasiest sandwich ever. And I got to warn you, it's Canadian. That's got to explain a little bit right there, okay? Mm. And here's a video. I have a video of this one. And this is them making it, all right? This is these Canadian guys who decided to make this really greasy sandwich. And they have me for a lot of it. I sit there looking at it going, some of that's not bad. The French toast part with maple syrup, that's not bad. It's when they start putting the hot dogs and stuff in. Yeah, watch.
No,
I'm gonna regret
we're not
this.
Dead. Actually, we're hungrier than ever. You know what that is? No, you don't, because I made it up.
Bacon.
50 Cent Steamies, the dirtiest hot dog in all of the country. Without 3 poutines. Greasy french fries, covered in gravy, and topped with cheese curds.
All right, whenever you get anything in a silver takeout tray, you're a fat ch- huge 20-inch baguette. 12 eggs here to French toast these bad boys.
And covering the whole thing in maple syrup. This syrup is coming straight from the tit of the mother maple tree in Quebec. We drained it of all of her tit syrup.
They've got me at this point. I'm still there.
But this is...
This?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's the poutine.
What is that?
Come back to it.
Oh, with the hot dogs. Oh, God, no.
Comes on thick and fast from here on out.
The guy with aviators.
Oh, God.
Oh, and again.
No, they should fry the whole thing in bacon.
Here we go.
Oh. Now, how heavy is that? Like what? How many pounds?
I work at a shipping facility. I work out a lot. This feels like 3 pounds.
Nah, that's it. More.
More?
It's like 3.5, 4 pounds.
It's not a race. You're both going to die at the end of this.
Look at one thing.
So much syrup. It's so good. I just tasted bacon for the first time. So good.
It's so good. He's so satisfied.
Okay.
They should put it in a deep fryer to finish it off. Yes, Norley. I completely agree. They should fry it.
They should have battered it.
Wasted opportunity.
Now, the poutine, he said, it's greasy French fries covered in gravy and then covered in
cheese
curd.
Yeah.
Cheese curd.
Oh, dude.
So that's why it was brown on me. Because I thought that was meat.
No, it was the gravy seeping into the chips. Right. And it was in the silver foil.
He's like, if you buy anything, you're a fat silver takeaway.
So there you go. That's the greasy geek food of the day. I got to say, they had me. The baguette. French toasted baguette with the fresh maple syrup and the bacon.
Yeah, I've gone to cafes and had French toast with bacon and maple syrup. It's very
Then
nice.
They put the hot dogs on.
Yeah, no, that's when
And
they
then
lost
they
me.
Put the Potato poutine chips, on top and it's like
And then everything was like doused in maple syrup.
Maple syrup, and it's like you sit there going, oh no, oh after a while, I like what he says, it's not a race, you're all going to be dead at the end of this anyway. I don't know how many calories that is.
Oh, they had the countdown at the bottom. It was
spooky.
It was in the
3,000 something.
Yeah.
Which is less than the gummy worm from last week.
The gummy worm is pure sugar.
That's true. That's true. I still think the gummy worm.
Like the saturated fat content in that would be higher than the gummy worm. The gummy worm has zero saturated fat in it.
True. Pure Canadian maple syrup is so nice.
Yeah.
Wow, that would be.
I hear apparently.
Talk about sweet. That would be sweet, you know?
And apparently that Canadian rock candy, the maple syrup candy, is really nice. So you got to cook it for like 7 hours or something to get it.
It's funny because when we do maple syrup in this country, a lot of it is maple flavored syrup, and to get actual maple syrup,
it's about $10
costs
a bottle.
So much, and so everybody here just does the maple flavor, and it's different.
Cannot. It's blasphemy, so and it should always be heated.
Oh, yeah,
dude,
absolutely.
We've got a total count on there, 5,300 calories.
Nice.
Wow. All right, so that is actually higher than the gummy worm.
That is higher than the gummy worm. Yeah. That is higher than pure sugar.
Yeah, the gummy worm was 3,000 calories. 4,000 calories.
That's quite impressive.
4,000 calories. So.
When you think about it, that's more than a giant thing made entirely out of sugar.
Delta says he was so worried that he wasn't going to find anything for the weird food section. He found that one on Wednesday. So, and he went, there we go. So I'm very glad you did, because that was awesome, actually. That not disgusting, but disturbing.
Oh, I'd go as far as disgusting.
No. Whole chicken in a can is disgusting.
It's not like I want to gag.
No. This is disgusting, like, where you sit there and go.
I think if you saw somebody eating that, I would get quite disgusted.
Yeah.
That it's got a whole hot dog and something which is cheese curd on top of chips with gravy.
With gravy with maple syrup. Gravy and maple syrup right there is the real problem I'm having.
Yeah,
there.
No, I'm telling you right now, that would taste and smell.
You can only do
that
one
would
sauce.
Smell disgusting.
Yeah. And as he said, those aren't just hot dogs. They're the meanest little hot dogs in Canada, you know?
Could you just imagine for a second passing that? Couple of days later.
That would be
one hectic shit.
That would be, but it's so greasy it might just slide right out.
A greased pole.
It's like a rocket. Self-lubricated.
Something like that doesn't come out. It ferments and you just die.
Oh, man. Where is this conversation going?
We're done.
We're done.
And I'm out.
All right, I'm going to say, Delta, thank you very much for all your links again. We look forward to next week with bated breath to see what you come up with. We really do.
You've outdone yourself now, man. Where are you going to go from here?
Oh, man, every week. He's going to do this every week for us now. So, Dave, you got your work cut out for you, let me tell you. Okay, let's get into this, a little bit of housekeeping and say, you got something for us? Agree with us? Disagree with anything we have to say? Want to correct us on something? Or you have something that you think is just so amazing it has to be on this show? Send it to Delta Knight. No, send it to us at feedback@geekactually.com or drop us a voicemail, 02-801-13167. Get all your Geek Actually merchandise, t-shirts and cups and all sorts of stuff. We can't wait to have our stuff. It's on its way. Cafepress.com.au/geekactually. And we have a fan page, facebook.com/geekactually. Celine, where can people find more about you?
I'm on Facebook, but please tell me where you saw me or I will ignore you. And no, I did not write this book, Does Somebody Still Love Me? I get all these people, this woman wrote this book about how she was molested as a kid and she has the same name as me. And I get all these people being like, I read your book, it was amazing. I looked up the book, I actually think it's a fictional story. Because this writer has written nothing else, and I couldn't actually find any information on them at all.
So they're a fraud.
I think they're a fraud, because I was reading stuff about the book, and it's like, I was forced to eat candle wax as a child to stay alive. I'm like, yeah, really? Sounds like a cash-in to me. And yeah, so I get all these people, and now I just reply NO full stop and just forward it. I've got like 10 people asking me if... And then
I actually followed that link when I first saw it.
They add me on Facebook and then message me like a week later saying, did you write this book? I'm like, no, I didn't write the book. Leave me alone. Why?
So if you want a friend, Celine, and you're coming from the show, make sure you do say in the comments that
and you don't say, I've read your book.
And don't read it.
Don't bring up the fucking... We should get a copy in here one day, actually.
I'm not going to pay for it.
No, that sounds horrible. It sounds like
somebody wants to donate us a copy of the book. It's P.O. Box 3295 St. Paul's 2031.
But look up Celine Roberts and some fiction.
You can send us a copy of that book while you're sending us the Enterprise User Manual.
Yeah.
Okay, so the owner's guide.
And also donating to get all three of us to America.
All three of us now? How did that happen?
Hey, man, if she's going to plug it, she's going to be on it.
Damn straight. Look, as I said, if we raise more than $6,000, I'll take you both with me. What the hell? But it's just a matter of how much money we can raise.
You heard it. He said it.
He said it. He said, you all witnessed it.
You all witnessed it. All what, half a dozen of you?
All right. Listener.
Josh, tell us about you.
What?
Tell us
now?
About you.
What the hell? Yep.
DLC, what's that?
DLC is a website.
That's cool. It. All right. We are done.
I'll plug it. They go on and they
I have a
Mo.
And we need money for charity, so please go to rawdlc.com and click on... You can browse the games and stuff like that we talk about in the show that we do. That's fine as well.
Wait, there's
a little
site,
click
dude.
At the top that will say donate now. We need money for men's health. We are doing it for a good cause, and that's why we all have mustaches.
But because
so
it's my show,
us.
Give it to me first.
Yeah, so you can do Dave and then do me afterwards.
Candle wax, I think I would prefer a Canadian sandwich. Me too, James. Me too.
Me too. Me too.
You know.
Down straight. Cool. Even with the hot dog.
Yeah.
We have a couple other friends that we like to plug along the way. We're just going to say go listen to the Movie Fan House podcasts. They do the Movie Fan Cast. They do Right This Instant. They do the Talking Dead Cast, which is a lot of fun. You can find them at their respective links on iTunes, or just go over to themoviefanhouse.com and find out everything about what they're doing. You can also listen to the Real Junkies podcast, which is a lot of fun, R-E-E-L. They are like us. They review films, but they like to get drunk on tequila while doing it, so that's kind of fun. And you can find them at weekendronin.com because what's their slogan? I love it. Because on the weekends, we're no one's our master or something like that, which is just fantastic. So weekendronin.com, or you can search for it on iTunes. Go listen to he's not going to do it right, so I'll do it. Go have a listen to DLC Live, a great gaming podcast that you can find over at rawdlc.com. You can listen to Dave Kaziki, Nathan Lawrence, and
Joshua
Mustache
Phil.
Boy over here.
Pool cleaner.
And Harry Reams.
I much preferred Mario.
Actually, they've all got mustaches, so you can go over and listen to...
the porn crew.
John Holmes, Harry Reams, and
Shuckin' Holmes.
Ron Jeremy, and And you can listen to them talk about games over at rawdlc.com or find their podcast.
My one was elusive. It was like, you know, there's a games podcast there and people might go check it out.
I know, it's
kind of
like you could go check it out and be like, ooh, what's this? And
they won't.
Yeah, no, you
have to say, go there now. Here's where you go.
Okay. Go there now. It'll be awesome.
And remember, don't forget the David Storms America tour. We really want to make this happen. Go have a listen to the film show or the tech show for a lot more details, or just go read the post at geekactually.com. We also want to give a shout out to Josh Spencer, Spencer Cartoons at attackninja.blogspot.com. He does all of our artwork for our new logos, and it's terrific. And I think that's it. I'm done. I'm out of energy. I'm out of breath. I'm out of everything.
I'm so done. I'm done. Let's go home.
You're done. Like a dog's dinner, we're done.
And I'm spent.
And I'm spent. And let me just line up some music here. I think that's it. I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you very much for joining me, Salim. Thank you very much for joining me, Josh.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much for joining us, chat room. Without you guys, it would not be the same.
Mm. It just really wouldn't.
You guys are legendary, and we will see you all next
James
week.
James from Melbourne, if you're not here next week, I'm going to hunt you down and fucking kill you.
I thought you were going to say something else for a minute there. No. Well, I was going to say, Celine! My God, this is
promises,
a family show.
Once you have converted to this church, it's like Scientology. We're not going to leave you. Let you leave.
No, it's true.
It's like if
that's
you
true.
Leave, we're going to send you hate mail and
cult
anthrax
of geek.
And show up to your door and be like,
and we will. Send,
or is it?
And we will send Tom Cruise up.
Or is it actually the Church of Geek?
The Church of Geek.
All right, this is just getting out of control. Bye, everybody. We'll see you all next week.
Bye. Thank you.